Hello everyone, welcome to season 2 of Story Heritage. I'm gonna say Story Heritage because just for now, so you know that this was Story Heritage, but now it's Winter Tales. So welcome to season 2. This is your host Winter, and I hope you missed me. Oh my god, that sounds desperate. Okay. Just a quick warning, please ignore any background noises that you might hear. I am currently sitting in my room with my window open because it's really hot and there's a lot of birds outside. I'm kind of the Snow White of my life currently at the moment, so, like, yeah. Anyways, I apologize for the long break that came in between. I took a small break. Well, it wasn't small, but, like, because... Well, firstly, I wanted to start a new season, and secondly, my family had taken a really big decision, which was to move countries, and it was really hard, so this episode and new season is kind of like me making up to everyone for not updating and being active for some time. Okay, so where do I start? Oh, God, where do I start? Oh my god, I feel like I lost my touch. Okay, so... When I ended the last episode of season 1, I didn't really know that my life would take such a drastic turn just a week after it. Which was when I found out that we were moving, and it devastated me. I mean... Being born and growing up in a city that's so loved and welcoming and so very peaceful, it's very obvious that, like, you would become used to it and attached to it. It becomes sort of like a part of you, I guess. And because I was born there and, like, everything that meant something to me was there, and I loved that place with my whole being. It was hard. Just days and nights of constant tears and hurt and sadness. It was painful. Not only because I was born there, I grew up there for like 17, 18 years. It's hard. It's like a part of you is being snatched away from you, and no matter how hard you try to pull it and keep it inside you, there's no way, because the other side is stronger and much powerful, and it pulls the other end of that part of you that it, like, gets stripped away from you. On the other hand, it was harder because of the pandemic and COVID. We all had to get tested before leaving the country, and and I was really worried regarding my education as well, because my life and career kind of seemed to be, like, put on a stop. And also, when we moved here, it seemed as if no one really cared about the whole COVID situation, because I only saw, like, maybe 8 people wearing masks other than me and my family the day I landed. And not to mention, like, the COVID rates here are, like, really high, and no one was really wearing any masks, so it kind of, you know, I was a little worried, just a little bit. Then comes my education. Yeah, it was hard. The differences are too many to count. I mean, kids here are smart. Like, at least, like, that's what I was told, or that's what I was, like, you know. But when we moved here, and I, to say the least, like, I was kind of shocked to see that that's not really true. I mean, it could be true, but, like, maybe it's, like, 40% true, the rest isn't true, because, well, yeah, it's not true. I wasn't really happy to see anyone here. It's still the same. I'm still not fond of meeting anyone, and that includes relatives. Anyways, after landing and quarantining, we met my only aunt, and we stayed with her for like 2 weeks after quarantining. The water was super cold. It was like, it was coming directly from melted snow. Anyways, and then we moved into our house, and my sister, who was here before us, she was, I think, visiting her in-laws. She decided to pay us a visit. We met after, I think, a year, I guess. Yeah, after my dad passed away, she came to meet us. She stayed with us, and then, like, you know, she left, and then we didn't see each other for, like, a year, and then... Oh, I also met my nephews after, like, a long time, so it was nice. Then we somehow arranged for my online classes, and I got into an academy, I guess that's what it's called here. I'm sorry, I honestly cannot even, like, speak the native language that well. Like, it's not that good. I can talk, I can understand, I talk, but, like, my vocabulary, it's just, well, it's just absolutely very bad, okay? Anyways, back to what I was saying. It was weird, but what I liked about the classes here was that they were virtual, and back in my school, we'd have, like, classes on audio calls. That was it. So it was different, and I guess it felt nice. And then we have Eid as well, which is like a festive holiday of 3 days, and it comes after Ramadan, like right after it. It's like a reward that we get for fasting for like a whole month. And it's kind of where you could say, like, you dress nice, eat different foods, meet up with friends and family. Well, not that during the pandemic, but, like, you know, you get the point. So we really, like, spent it with just my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and cousins. It's actually really boring because most of my cousins are just guys, and my social anxiety just steps in, and I just can't even talk. I can't even talk to my own aunt, like, without being uncomfortable. Like, she's gonna try to ask me, she's like, oh my god, you wear glasses? I'm like, you can't see them on my face, like, why do you have to ask me? It's weird. Like, I can't even talk to anyone, like, even if my cousins try to talk to me, like, because I'm, like, the youngest, so, like, they were trying to interact, and they were like, hey, I remember when you came to visit, I was like, good, okay, like, I can't talk. We do visit my grandparents every once in a while, and I think I really only like the time that I spend with my grandfather. He's paralyzed on the right side of his body, the whole right side. But this happened, like, I think mid of last year. He was fine, and I think I actually talked about this. Yeah, I think I've talked about this in season one. Yeah. Anyways, so he's really, like, the only person I see as, like, a father figure. Like, he's the only person I really love after my dad and mom. Like, he's always so happy to see me whenever I visit him. He knows that I love him. And I guess people become careless and harsh to you when they know that you're helpless and can't do anything about it, and he sees that I'm not like that. I understand that things change with situations, and so do people, and I treat him with love and care, which the other kids in the family don't, I guess, and he likes that. And every time I visit him, I just, like, I always sit next to him, and I never leave his side, and whenever, like, I have to get up to go bring him water, or, like, you know, get his food ready or something, he holds my hand really tightly and, like, doesn't let go. He just squeezes it really tightly, and, like, that's his way of telling me to, like, sit and not go anywhere. I really pray that, like, he gets better. I want to hear him tell me stories of his, like, travels and teach me our mother tongue. It feels weird to say that word. I don't like it. And I think that he really feels he appreciates the fact that I understand what he tries to say, and, like, the fact that I try to fully communicate with them and I don't make him feel like he's unable to talk properly or something. I feel like with such people who aren't, like, able to speak properly, you shouldn't really make them feel like they can't speak. Even though, like, I completely understand that it's hard, and you can always try and see what they could be saying based on the environment and situation around you, or, like, the topic that's currently being discussed, and you'll always get through with that. It's really not hard, you know, you just need to put a little effort into it. You just need to try a little harder. Anyways, so, wow, I'm a very distracted person. I have the attention span of a ladybug. Anyways, so my exams, I was really busy preparing for them, which is also another reason why I couldn't record. They kept postponing, which is kind of tiring and exhausting, really, because I had been stuck in the same grade for, like, 8 or 9 months, and, like, I really needed to, like, get out and be done with it. And I'm done now. Well, thankfully. What just happened? Okay. Also, it's loud here. And you're gonna hear, like, the weirdest noises in the background if I record more episodes. But I hope it'll be quiet. I can't make any promises, though. Trucks. Kids. Freaking crows, man. It's so scary. There's the hawks here, too. And, like, cockroaches and, like, loads of weird, I don't know, like, snails and insects and frogs, man, it's so bad. Lizards and whatnot. There's, like, a giant lizard here too. Everyone talks about it, like, so casually, like, oh yeah, that one, yeah, I saw it, it climbed up my wall the other day. Oh my god, man, it's, when I first moved into my house, it was like the mosquitoes own the place. Like, I'm literally just living on rent, you know? It's, oh my god, it was so bad. And it was, like, winter time. Like, we came around, like, I think, like, January, February. Yeah. It was really bad. It was, like, so many mosquitoes. And also the foods here are, like, so different. And it's the flavors and tastes that, like, I was used to. It's really weird here. Because, like, back there, I just felt like I could eat anything at all and, like, be full. And I never had to be worried about being, like, not being able to eat what I want to. I could just eat whatever I wanted to and whenever I wanted to. But here, it just gets so tiring, you know? I often have just a meal a day because I feel sick if I eat anything more. And it's so strange here. You just don't know where the money goes. You'll make a budget, like, for 2-3 months, and it'll end in a day. And you're just there, like, what happened? Like, where did it go? Anyways, so, I really do get distracted so much. There's this tradition on Eid for kids and younger members of the family to receive pocket money from the elders of the family. And me and my sisters, we got, well, quite a lot, which was nice. Because, you know, we're the cool kids of the family. No, I'm kidding. I miss my nephews back at home. Because the oldest one was the closest to me. I miss him almost every day. Not a single day goes by where, like, I'm not watching his videos or just, like, talking about him. He'd sleep with me, he'd dance with me, he'd play with me, he'd even eat with me, for real. it was refreshing, I guess. I really love him more than any of my nephews. Oh my god, it's the fact that I talk about nepotism and like favoritism in my episodes, and like, look at me, what am I doing? Oh god, I'm sorry, I can't help it. I just love him more than anyone because he's a little cheeky and he's just really cute, and I just love him because he loves me back. That doesn't make sense. Anyways, we're still not really settled in, but of course it'll take some time. But I took some time away from my busy sleeping schedule to record today's episode. And update everyone on stuff that's been going on. So, yeah. And I had to take a therapy session after coming here. So, yeah. It's that bad. Anyways, so that was the first episode of season 2. It was boring, I know. But I promise the upcoming episodes will be much better. I hope I could make it better. Thank you so much for listening to Winter Tales. I hope you enjoyed listening to the first episode of season 2. If you liked it, maybe share with others too, you know. Okay, have a lovely day, people, and goodbye.